So, Otis, professionally, your early 40s were your best time, you say?
Yeah. Well, actually, I would say maybe from 35 to about 50.
Why was that?
I was much more receptive to new ideas. I lectured better, I read a lot more, and I was very interested in doing certain things in a different way.
Uh-huh.
Because when I was 50, actually, is when I created about 4 courses that had never been taught at the university here before. I'd just come to the university, and I created all those courses and taught them regularly, and most of them worked.
That's great.
But I think in terms of feeling mature and responsible and sensitive to the world around me, I think the last 10 years have been the best.
Okay. So what was so wonderful about your 40s, Lori?
I had basically educated myself, because I got my master's degree during my 40s, and that was a very exciting time. I really enjoyed that a lot. And, my children had grown up, so I was beginning to feel free of a lot of my responsibilities and commitments, and I could focus on my own work, which is painting. And I also started studying music, which was really great, because I hadn't done that before. And I met some wonderful people. It was a beginning.
So, Jean, you say you don't know what age is best, but is there any period in your life that you really loved more than others, or...
The older I get, the more I think about when I was younger. But that's probably... I think the older you get, the more you think about your youth.
And the more...
At least when you get past a certain age.
Yeah, and the more you value it, the more you miss it.
Yeah. You know, when you're younger, you can't wait to grow up. And when you're old, you think, what an idiot I was. And I should have understood that there were things that weren't quite so bad then, you know. But you don't know when you're younger. For instance, you get up and you feel terrific, you know, and you just take it for granted. But when you're older and you wake up, I mean, you don't feel so well, you know. I mean, your bones hurt and your joints hurt. And you got to kind of, it takes a mental effort to get, and sometimes it takes like a, Lori and I always talk about how long it takes to get going in the morning, you know. In the Army, we used to get up and 10 minutes later we were out on the parade field. And now, when we get up, we got to do our exercises. Then we got to do our walk. Then we got to do our bath. I mean, it's like our job now. We don't have time to work anymore.